The 5th century BC playwright Aeschylus was famous throughout the ancient world. His plays were celebrated, and he was a well-known celebrity. But when he died, he asked that his epitaph make no mention of those plays, but rather his military service. Here's what the inscription on his tombstone said.
This memorial covers Aeschylus, son of Euphorion, an Athenian, though he died at wheat-bearing Gela. Of his glorious prowess, the sacred land of Marathon can tell.
Aeschylus was a veteran of the legendary battle at Marathon. It happened exactly 2,500 years ago, and it pitted a heavily numbered band of mostly Athenians against the far mightier Persian army. It also lent its name to the famous race, which we'll hear about in a moment. Historian Richard Billows writes about the battle in a new book called Marathon, and he says that that one day in 490 BC actually changed the course of Western civilization.
What we can tell from the way the Persians treated other cities, Greek cities that they attacked in this same period, is that if the Athenians had lost the battle, the city of Athens would have been destroyed. The Athenian citizen population rounded up, put on ships, and transported to Persia to be interviewed by the Persian king, Darius, at that time, and then probably resettled somewhere near the Persian Gulf, where they would have been lost to history. And as a result, all those great Athenians of the 5th and 4th centuries, the likes of Thucydides and Socrates and Plato, one could go on, simply would never either have been born, or their works would never have been written and would not have been able, therefore, to shape subsequent classical Greek civilization and Western culture as we know it.
I mean, you say that had the Persians defeated the Athenians at Marathon, democracy would never have flourished.
The first democracy that we know of in world history was created by the Athenians just 15 years before the Battle of Marathon. It was established as a result of a kind of coup d'etat against a tyrant who had been ruling Athens. And that democracy was a very young and new experiment when the Athenians faced the Persians.
Now, tension had been building up between the Persians and the Athenians for about 20 years before the Persians actually invaded and landed at the plain of Marathon. When they did arrive in 490 BC, the Persians had about 25,000 soldiers. Is that about right?
That's what historians estimate. The problem is that our ancient Greek sources grossly exaggerated the numbers of enemy forces, both to make themselves look particularly good if they won, and of course to excuse themselves if they lost.
So how were the Athenians, a much smaller contingent, with obviously help from the Plataeans, how were they able to hold off the Persians for several days before the battle even began?
Well, they established themselves in the foothills that overlook the plain of Marathon below them. And it was in a position where if the Persians had tried to attack them, they would have had to advance uphill against a force established in a defended position.
The Athenians literally had the higher ground.
Exactly.
How long do you think that battle lasted?
The battle itself, probably not as long as 2 hours.
Was it a miraculous victory, or were the Athenians basically better fighters?
It was seen as a rather miraculous victory in the sense that beginning about 550, when the Persian conqueror Cyrus began the creation of the Persian Empire, the Persians had for two generations fought throughout Western Asia and the Eastern Mediterranean region, conquering empire after empire and people after people and never suffering any serious reverse. So they were seen as this invincible juggernaut that really couldn't be stopped. And yet this one tiny city-state, the Athenians, dared to put its army of about 10,000 men up against these Persians. I think themselves probably not really thinking that they could win, but determined at least not to go down without a fight.
Now, of course, there's the legend of Philippides, who ran all the way from Marathon to Athens to announce the Persian defeat. That's a length of about 25 or 26 miles, which is how modern marathons are measured. But that story, as you've come to believe, is much more complicated.
Yes. When the Athenians learned of the arrival of the Persian force, they sent this runner, Philippides, to run from Athens to Sparta, a distance of about 140 miles over several significant mountain ranges. Philippides was what was called an all-day runner, very highly trained athlete, and he ran from Athens to Sparta in 2 days, delivered the message asking for Spartan help, and then receiving the Spartans' reply that they could not march for another 6 or 7 days, he ran all the way back to Athens, another 140 miles. So he actually ran 280 miles, not 26.
Almost like an Ironman triathlete rather than a marathon.
Exactly. Now, after the battle, the Athenians, even though they had won the battle, could still lose the war because their city, their families, and so on could be captured. Mm. So they had to march, in the words of the historian Herodotus, literally, as fast as their feet could carry them from Marathon to Athens. So here's the thing. It was actually the entire Athenian army which went as fast as they could go from Marathon to Athens.
The entire Athenian army basically ran a marathon.
One suspects that they didn't run the whole way. It was really a speed march.
I'm curious, you emphasize the importance of democracy in the Athenian victory. Why?
The way that the Greeks fought was very egalitarian. Every individual soldier fought at his own expense. He paid for his own equipment and for his own upkeep. And essentially voluntarily, they were participating members of the social and political community. They felt that this community, because of the democratic system, was theirs. They governed themselves very directly. We tend to make a distinction between the government and the people. There was no such distinction in Athenian democracy because the people were the government. It was that sense of this is ours, this community, this political state that we've created is our thing. So the Greek victories over the Persians were intimately tied up with the political system of participatory democracy that the Greeks had created.
That's historian Richard Billows. His new book called Marathon is now out just in time to mark 2,500 years since that epic battle. Richard Billows, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for the chance to speak.